Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to episode 48 of Rock This Town Radio TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with that wise guy production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Valentine's Day is in 3 days from now, and love is in the air. Either that or it's a train derailment and fire over in the PA border and made their way to the studios. I don't know, but something's in the air. Whichever it is, tonight we present the No Mush Love Song Show. Lots of great songs with the word love in the title. Before we get to the music, let's welcome in a man who was once thrown out of a petting zoo when he asked where the heavy petting section was, Mr. Carl Kaper. Good evening, my friend.
You just destroyed me, you son of a bitch. I love it.
There's a heavy petting section in there, buddy.
Yeah,
how you doing tonight, man?
No girl would go there with me. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
Hello. How you doing today, TC?
Good, man. Good, man. We got a great show ahead of us and a lot of music. And so I'm just going to kick you to the curb right now and get started. And we'll talk to you at the end.
All right.
The end of the set list, all right? Oh, well,
okay.
Yeah, but the first, okay, let's get right to our love songs. The first set starts off with the Beatles and Can't Buy Me Love.
Hey, TC.
What?
So, Can't Buy Me Love. You know that's very true, particularly here in New York and Times Square, because even if I go down to Times Square now that Disney has bought it and I say, hi-ho, hi-ho, nobody comes to me. I don't understand why.
What happened to that? Boy, back in the 70s, they're handing out the pamphlets and everything. $10
buck, I know.
$10 fucking suck. Okay.
I miss the dudes. I truly do.
I know.
But
all
anyway,
right,
I'm out now. Sorry, I had to do a bad joke.
That
right.
was a bad
bye.
Joke. Okay, bye.
Can't buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. You never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
One of my all-time favorites, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, a song written by Larry Stock, James Cavanaugh, and Russ Morgan, the latter who recorded it in 1946, and it reached number 14 on the charts. We heard the most popular version of the song, the 1960 classic by Dean Martin. In the middle of our set was David Bowie and Modern Love, a 1983 chart topper. And its video also received heavy airplay on MTV. Our set started with the Beatles and Can't Buy Me Love, the sixth single from the Fab Four. It was a track on the Hard Day's Night album and also featured in the movie of the same name. Lots of songs to play tonight, so on to the second set. And we'll get it going with Elvis Presley.
If you wanna be loved, behave like you were got to love for me too. If you wanna be loved, behave like you got to love for me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one sided love affair. If you wanna be kissed, well you were got to kiss for me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be kissed, well you were got to kiss for me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one sided love affair. Well, the fair exchange amounts to no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you will got to hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Take it, well, no, baby, why try to give it? If you know you can't take it, well, then, no, baby, why try to give it? Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, if there is taking, there's no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you gotta hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, baby, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Okay, folks, we might have a little problem here. They're telling me my show's stopping in like 60 seconds. So give me a second to figure this out. Carl, you there?
Yes, see the time at the bottom?
Yeah.
It's in white print. Click on it.
Wait, where? It says stream
down
left.
In the description. It'll say time. Here, I'm doing it now for you. There. You're at 120 minutes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Woo! Carl to the rescue. Okay, let's continue.
Preacher, you can't depend on politics.
Okay, I hope everybody's still with us after our little snafu. But that was Redbone with Come and Get Your Love, a 1973 hit that made Redbone the first Native American band to reach the top five on the Billboard charts. Before Redbone was a dude from my neighborhood, Pittsburgh rocker Donnie Iris in Love Is Like a Rock. Donnie is still going strong and turns 80 at the end of this month, and he's still playing shows around this area. We went all the way back to Elvis Presley's debut album in 1956 and heard One-Sided Love Affair to open this set. Okay, moving right along with the No Mush Love Song Show. Next is a song that just came out 2 weeks ago. This is Mark Broussard and Joe Bonamassa.
Thank you. got in love, a man I think he's for my wife, yeah. To love on a cherished animal, baby. I didn't have no plans to live this kind of life, no. It just worked out that way.
Incomparable Nat King Cole with L-O-V-E from his 1964 album of the same name. Nat also recorded this song in Japanese, Italian, German, Spanish, and French for international releases. John Hiatt in the middle of the set with Thing Called Love, a song he wrote and recorded for his 1987 album, Bring the Family. His good friend Bonnie Raitt had a big hit with a song in 1989. The track was on her best-selling album, Nick of Time. And Mark Broussard, one of my favorite solo performers, along with Joe Bonamassa. They just released a single you heard, That's What Love Will Make You Do, excuse me, only 2 weeks ago. Between Mark's voice and Joe's guitar, it's a great cover of a 1971 Little Milton song. We're up to set number four, and we'll start it with U2 and B.B. King.
Jump that train with love. saw a ton of bricks that hit me in the head. I watched you doodle little, baby, I ain't over it yet. Every time I see you make my feel so fine. Heart beating crazy, my blood run wild. Love it make me feel like a mighty, mighty man. Love me, baby, ain't I your man? I'm a love-struck baby. Yeah, I'm a love-struck baby. You got me love-struck baby.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, a track he wrote for his 1983 debut album, Texas Flood. He recorded the 10 tracks on the LP in just 3 days in Jackson Browne's personal studio in L.A. The title track, Texas Flood, was a cover of a 1958 song by blues artist Larry Davis. Before Stevie Ray Vaughan, we heard Love Don't by one of my favorite bands, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. I'm hoping to see them again this year for the 8th time. Love Don't was a track on their 2021 album, The Future. Our set opened with When Love Comes to Town by YouTube with some help from B.B. King. The song is on the Irish band's 1988 album, Rattle and Hum, and was recorded in the historic Sun Studios in Memphis. Set 5 is up next and features 3 classic rock songs, starting with Queen.
Thank you. the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't be sad. But don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the Christian love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
I must be, baby, on a
Say You Love Me from Fleetwood Mac's 1975 self-titled album. I played it in memory of Christy McVie, who we lost this last November 30th. Christy wrote and sang the song while she was still married to the band's bassist, John McVie. Before Fleetwood Mac, we heard Stephen Stills in Love the One You're With off his self-titled debut solo album released in 1970. Stills was at a party with Billy Preston and heard him say, "If you can't be the one with the one you love, love the one you're with." Stills asked Preston if he could use that line in the song, and he said yes. David Crosby and Graham Nash provided backup singing on the track. Crazy Little Thing Called Love started the set, the classic song by Queen from their 1980 album, The Game. Freddie Mercury composed the song while playing a guitar in less than 10 minutes. Just want to welcome a listener that just sent me a message. It's a guy that's a guy I used to work with back in the 90s. I did concert production, and he's a guitar tech for a pretty famous guy. And welcome, Tyler, to the show. Okay, set number six, with one more set to go after this one. And we'll begin with a song that would be on my Summer of 1976 soundtrack. This is the Bellamy Brothers.
Grab you deep inside and send your ears.
Victim of Love from the Eagles' eponymous album, Hotel California. It was released in 1976 and is one of the best-selling albums of all time. However, it lost out to Fleetwood Mac's Rumors as the album of the year in the 1977 Grammys. In the middle of the set was The One I Love off of REM's 1987 album Document. Now, before you decide to cuddle up with your lover and kiss and make out to that song, it's not what you think it is. Although many interpreted the track as a love song and often dedicated to a partner, songwriter Michael Stipe said in an interview that the song is actually incredibly violent, and it's clear that it's about using people over and over again. We started this set with the Bellamy Brothers and Let Your Love Flow from their 1976 self-titled debut album. Whenever I hear this song, I get flashbacks of the summer of 76 in the Rusty Nail and Willow Bay. Folks from my hometown area will know those references and the good times partying there back in the day. And we reached our final set on Rock This Town Radio with TC and our No Mush Love Songs. And let's get the final three songs started with Smashing Pumpkins.
just want to see you when you're all alone. I just want to catch you if I can. I just want to be there when the morning light explodes on your face, it radiates. I can't escape, I love you till the end. My breath, I love you till the end.
And we wrap it up with a song I'll never get tired of. That was the Pogues and Love You Till the End off their 1996 album, Pogue Mahone, which ended up being their seventh and final studio LP. The title is a variant of an Irish saying, Pogue Mahone, which roughly translates to kiss my ass. Frontman Shane McGowan had left the band and was replaced on lead vocals by Spider Stacy for this and their previous album. Okay, before the Pogues was The Cure and Friday I'm in Love, a 1992 track that came off their ninth studio album called Wish. Frontman Robert Smith of The Cure said that he wanted to switch things up a bit from their hardcore punk reputation and come up with a happy, naive type pop song. I think he nailed it. Okay, our final set started one of my favorite, very favorite Smashing Pumpkins songs, Stand Inside Your Love. a track off their fifth studio album, Machina, The Machines of God, released in 2000. Frontman and songwriter Billy Corgan had said that he wrote the song about his then-girlfriend, and it's the only true love song that he's ever written. And there you have it, Carl. Did I do a good job at avoiding the sappy Valentine's crap?
Well, let me put it this way. Yes, you did, but we're going to do it better, and I'll talk about that after the birthday songs when we do housekeeping. But yeah,
okay. Yeah,
it wasn't sappy at all. It was good stuff. And it was songs that a lot of them basically I knew, you know, except, of course, for the one that just debuted 2 weeks ago. But even I knew that because you sent it to me.
Yeah, I sent it to you. And you didn't probably, I don't think I sent you the Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweat song, but that's fairly new. That was from last year. So I tried to get a nice little mix of the familiar and the not familiar. I think we did okay.
As always, my friend, as always, you do a great job.
Thank you. Okay. We're doing pretty good on time, but I'm going to zip through the birthdays so we have time for three more songs from artists with birthdays this week. Since last Sunday's show, I already mentioned these for today. Gene Vincent, who's dead. Boris Pickett, who's dead. Sergio Mendez is 82 today. Alan Rubin, who passed away. And Sheryl Crow is 61 today. Okay, Sunday, Ray Manzarek of The Doors, he passed away. And Sunday, Michael McDonald is 71. And China Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 55. Monday, Peter Tork, he passed away in 2019. Our Valentine's Day birthdays are Magic Sam, who died in 69, and Rob Thomas, who's 51. Then on Wednesday, John Hollowell of Supertramp is 78. Melissa Manchester will be 72. Thursday, Otis Blackwell, he died in 02, and Sonny Bono, he died in 1998. Friday, Gene Pitney, dead. Taylor Hawkins, his birthday is February 17th, 1972. Of course, he died last year. And Ed Sheeran is 32 on Friday. Saturday, one of Carl's favorites, Yoko Ono, will be 90, Carl. 90 years old, Yoko Ono. Bet you're happy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Saturday, Dennis DeYoung of Styx, 76. Keith Knutson, who is a drummer for Doobie Brothers. He died in 2005. Also Saturday, Juice Newton is 71. And since he lip-synced on Grease, I guess we ought to add John Travolta. He's 69. On Saturday. Okay, we got three birthday songs for you coming up, and we're going to start it with Gary Clark Jr., no relation.
Ain't got no money, no fancy car. Ain't got no
Sorry.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Okay, Green Day with Good Riddance from their 1997 album Nimrod. Billy Joe Armstrong will be 51 on Friday. We heard Peter Gabriel in his 1977 song Salisbury Hill from his self-titled album. Peter turns 73 on Monday. And Gary Clark Jr. started our birthday songs with Don't Owe You a Thang. From his 2020 self-titled debut release, Gary will be 39 on Wednesday. And that is a guy, Carl, who is on my must-see list. Man, I love that guy.
Well, let me tell you something. He's on my must-listen list.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I did not know him at all. So, again, you're introducing people that I don't know that I'm falling in love with.
Oh, man. He's hot.
He has to start calling you Cupid.
Ha ha. Okay. Did you see the link I just sent you?
Yes.
I will
check out Heavy Petting.
Yeah,
well,
so,
not, well, watching or, it. Not. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Loyal listener, Lori, thought you should. That'd be a good one for you.
Yeah. Probably. I would agree.
Okay, man.
I would agree.
So we lost somebody a couple days ago.
Yes, we did. And I do want to talk about it. Burt Bacharach passed away. And Burt Bacharach was a premier songwriter. And he worked primarily with lyricist Hal David. And the thing about Burt and his songs, there was a sophistication, sort of a jazz thing, but he still made it very, very accessible. And just if I give you a couple of songs and some of the people that did it, you can understand how his songs, you know, weren't just one particular type. They were all genres. The Story of My Life was the original artist on that, recorded by Marty Robbins. If we go into Please Stay by the Drifters, Baby It's You by the Shirelles, Another Day Now by Chuck Jackson, R&B, Make It Easy on Yourself by Jerry Butler, and then again, of course, Don't Make Me Over, Dionne Warwick. He did many, many songs with Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Wishing and Hoping also. And, of course, They Long to Be Close to You. By originally Richard Chamberlain, but of course you know that by the Carpenters. Let's see, of course, Walk On By Dionne Warwick, God.
You haven't hit my favorite song.
No, I haven't yet. I know I haven't. Trains and Boats and Planes, but and that was Billy Kramer and the Dakotas. And What the World Needs Now is Love, Jackie DeShannon, Alfie by Celia Black. And, of course, The Look of Love by Dusty Springfield. I Say a Little Prayer by Dionne Warwick. Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Dionne Warwick again. And, of course, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas. So, yeah.
There you had it.
Oh, yeah.
And
so,
you know,
many more.
How can you not hear that song without thinking of that scene in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
We'll test that theory. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Okay,
you just blew that out.
All right.
Exactly.
You just ruined it for me. Go back to the petting zoo. Okay. Well, yeah, we definitely... He has to be one of the world's best ever songwriters.
Oh, listen, in the 60s, man, he was just like hit after hit after hit after hit.
Oh, yeah.
He did record with Dionne Warwick a couple of songs, but he wasn't a singer. He was just an incredible tunesmith. And as I said, there was sophistication in there. If you listen to those songs, they could be written to, well, they couldn't be written today because they're too good for today.
Yeah, they are. The competition for great songwriting was so much heavier, bigger, better back in those days. If there was a competition. And they didn't think of it as a competition. They weren't trying to outdo each other. They're just great songwriters. And
Absolutely. You're
right. It's rare. They're gone. I mean, when was the last time you actually saw a movie that didn't, I mean, where somebody actually scored it like a Burt Bacharach or somebody like that? They're not out there anymore.
No. And it's a stylistic
it's easier to just throw $4 million and get this pop song as our theme song or whatever. But
And of course we're applauding Burt Bacharach's dwarf, but let's not forget Hal David, who passed away a number of years ago.
Oh, sure.
Because the lyrics to that, that's all Hal, and they were a great team. They were an incredible team.
They were one of the best teams. And that was another thing, too. I mean, they were teams of songwriters back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Ray Evans from Salamanca, New York. You know, right from our hometown area. You know, his partner, his name escapes me right now, but he was like Ray Evans was the lyricist, and then he had the arranger, you know, and they're great songwriting teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also want to mention one other song, just so you know this. He did That's What Friends Are For, which was Rod Stewart in 1982. So this is a guy that wasn't just in the 60s. He was writing songs well into the 2000s.
Yeah, didn't I see he was recently, very recently, did some work.
Yeah.
Last 7 or 8 years.
Now, I'm not sure that song, but his last charting song was Beginnings with Celia Black in 2003.
I thought I read you wrote something for a movie.
There was
something
I read, but I don't know. I don't know what it was. And this article is not as up to date as I would like it to be. So there you go.
Okay, man. So what do we got going on this week? Boy, we're going to have a great weekend, but what's leading up to it?
Let's figure that out right now, shall we? Let me go over here and, let me just figure it out. So. Real good show today. But as I said, I think that Rachel and I have the antidote to those people that hate Valentine's love music. And that's going to be on Valentine's Day at 8 o'clock. We are going down the rabbit hole with Rachel, and it's going to be our anti-Valentine's music mix. And you can think of one song for sure that's going to be on there. You're Breaking My Heart. You're tearing it apart, so fuck you. Guarantee you that song's on there.
I'm guessing she's going to have Puddle of Mud. She hates me.
Oh, more than likely, I would say.
My guess.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. I would agree with you.
Keep talking. I'll be back in 10 seconds. Keep talking.
Okay. So on Thursday, now that's one thing about Rachel we do need to talk about very briefly, is that Rachel has a very, very busy weekend this weekend, and she's actually been preparing for this for a couple of weeks. That's why you haven't really heard her on the show too much, on our shows, is because she's moving, and they're moving this weekend. And on Thursday, okay, which is the 16th, we're going to celebrate Rachel's new we're going to celebrate Rachel's new digs on Thursday, which is a commentary watch of the Japanese horror comedy Howzu, otherwise known as House. We're going to be doing that with Doc, with Eric, and we're going to be doing that on the 16th. On the 18th, okay, which is Saturday, that's where I'm coming back. Now, last week, TC did a Black History Month playlist. Well, I'm coming back with Carl's Cavern and my own Black History Month playlist on Saturday at 8 p.m., and TC, you're going to join me for that, right?
I will be there.
And I will tell you that there won't be one song that's repeated, and it'll be a much different take, but I can guarantee you there's going to be great music, no doubt about it.
And as we talked about a little while ago, my last week's show, we're 50s and 60s, Black History Month, and, all right, Cousin Lori just told me Ray Evans was teamed with Jay Livingston. She Googled
Jay
it.
Livingston, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, my show last week was Black History Month, 50s and 60s. Great tunes. I did some originals that people would know their covers and everything. So Carl's doing Saturday. He's doing his own, and we talked about it. It's not really 50s and 60s, but it spans that area. And he's going to be going a little deeper than I did. But what both of those shows combined are going to lead into my Sunday show, which is the 70s. And they're all songs you know. But what my show did and what the people in Carl's show did, it opened the door for the people that you're going to hear that I'm going to be playing on the 70s show on Sunday. So quite interesting how it all ties in together.
And you sent me that playlist, and I can guarantee you, you want to listen next Sunday to the 70s Black History Month playlist from TC. It's
yeah,
awesome.
And if you listened last week and listened Saturday night and then my show Sunday night, this is I can't think of anybody could come up with a better way to celebrate Black History Month, at least through the music, than the way Carl and I did. So this is really cool. I can't wait to see what Carl's list is. He's going to be sending it to me tomorrow. I'm going to have a lot of fun converting it for the studio because I know he's going to have some great, great tunes in there. I did 21 last week. I'm doing 21 Sunday. You're doing 18, did you say?
Yeah. And the setup's going to be a little different because I'm going to want you to be with me. And each song, we're going to have a little
we'll
back and forth.
But so that's between the three shows. That's 60 great black music, you know, African-American black music, whatever you want to call it. Rock and roll, soul, R&B. We got it covered, man. So I'm stoked about next weekend. Big time.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
So that's what's going on in Deviant Legion Network. And you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episodes on demand archives whenever it works for you. Carl, thanks for being along as always. And
my pleasure.
Anything else you'd like to add before we scoot on out of here?
No, just remember to call me right after the show.
All right, right after the show. Why do you want me to call you right after the
show? Because I'm going to go through that little glitch we had.
Wouldn't you rather me call you Carl?
Yeah, you could call me Carl. You could call me late for dinner, even, because, you know, why not?
Well, apparently you want me to call you right after the show, so that's your name.
Okay. Well, never mind. Go for it.
All right. Go back to petting those farm animals, pervert. Okay, I'll talk to you after the show, buddy.
Cuddly. Ooh.
Yeah. Especially when you get the sheep before they're sheared. All right.
I'm more into goats, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on. Buddy, I'll give you a call.
Thanks for
being here once again, as always, okay? And check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos. I've shot at shows around the country. My cousin Lori, again, she... when I played Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats, she asked me, aren't they on your YouTube channel? Carl, are you doing something with farm animals in the background? I hear some noise.
No. Okay. No, it's just fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay, my YouTube channel, TCC77. Cuddles the Cat, and I hope you have a safe and happy week. See you back here next Saturday on Carl's Cavern. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.